Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I'm bad.
I'm nationwide. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And it's just you and me, by the way, right now. I've got a couple of things that I wanted to say to you. I've got to share with you some thoughts I want to share with you. One of the things I want to do first in this segment is I'm going to talk about the poll that we conducted last week and let you in on what we found, what our the audience, our online audience told us, including which probably is many of you, about this topic that we ask. And I'll tell you about that in a second. First, I want to point out that, as you know, especially since 2008, many, many, many more people have got their hands out to the federal government for help. After the financial collapse of 2008, we had General Motors and Chrysler got a bailout, right? That was before they went bankrupt. They got a bailout. It was all, I guess it was all part of the bankruptcy. But that happened. AIG got bailed out. How many billions of dollars was put back into AIG? Other companies, I can't even think of all of them. Look at all of the so-called energy, the green companies that had their hand out to the government for loans, for grants, etc. The big banks, how many of those groups, those banks, got some kind of financial help from the federal government? And then you got the unions, the public and the private unions. Their very existence, the very existence of the federal government, of the unions, would not be possible were it not for the support of the federal government. And I don't mean from a monetary standpoint, but from a regulatory and an enforcement standpoint. If it weren't for an organization called the NLRB, there wouldn't even be unions today. So they've always got their hand out to the government. Big corporations make billions of profits doing business with the government. And that's good. That's real business. That's fine. But still, they depend upon the government. For many companies, depend 100% on the government. And now today, one out of seven Americans, that's over 50 million, now receive some kind of welfare. That's not Social Security, disability, unemployment. I'm talking about welfare, 50 million Americans. But there's another group of folks out there that's about half the size of those welfare recipients, but produce over half of the U.S. economy. And they sign 70 million paychecks every week. It's you folks. Small business owners, it's you, my heroes. So what do you think? What is this genius, heroic group of folks, small business owners, think about? What do they want from the government? Well, we asked them about that last week, and here's what you said. What do you want the federal government to do to help you with your small business? And you said, well, not one person said initiate more programs to help small businesses. That was one of the options. Should the federal government initiate more programs to help small businesses? We didn't get a single person who said that should happen. The next question, the next option was, get out of the way by reducing taxes and regulations. Well, 71% of our respondents chose that one. So, of course, that leaves 29%, right? And they're the ones who chose both of the above. So almost a third, about a 33 out of 10 of our respondents said the government should get out of the way and produce some government help. And I can see how somebody would answer that question. That that kind of makes some sense to a lot of people. Highly nuanced answer, but I think that's a reasonable answer. I'm gonna accept that one. But 7 out of 10 of our respondents said, just get out of the way. We don't need any help. We don't need you to loan us any money, make any grants, give us any special favors. We just need you to get out of our way, federal government. If you'll just get out of our way, we'll produce more jobs than you've ever seen before. And you know what, ladies and gentlemen? I believe that with all my heart, because that's the one I chose. That was my vote. So what if every group of Americans felt the same way small business owners do? Well, I'd like to see what that would look like, wouldn't you? Absolutely. Almost 9 after. Oh, no, actually, 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. It's 39 after, I should say. I'll be right back. More to come after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.